It is time for sports, and we can actually talk about baseball, golf, and football. We could probably add a few more things else if we wanted in there, and why not? All right, first things first, we'll go to Major League Baseball, Yankees. Their hitting comes and goes. A snap. They don't get that. They've had great pitching, by the way. They don't get the hitting worked out. They're going nowhere. They've got to get their hitting back. You can't rely on Aaron Judge to hit three-run homers, grand slam homers all the time to give you the victory. Yesterday, the Dodgers over the Marlins, 8-1. The Rays over the Red Sox, 12-4. Pirates over the Phillies, 5-0. The Cardinals, the Nationals over the Reds, 3-2. Angels over the Blue Jays, 8-3. The Rockies over the Mets, 1-0. Astros over the Orioles, 3-1. Brewers over the Cubs, 9-7. Royals, 15. The Padres, 7. Diamondbacks over the White Sox, 3-2. Twins over the Giants, 8-3. The Tigers over the Rangers, 9-8. Athletics, 4. The Yankees, 1. That was a split series. Terrible. Mariners over the Guardians by a score of 4-1, and the Cardinals over the Braves by a score of 6-3. Once again, they're going to make the playoffs, but boy, the second half of the season, I think they have one of the worst records in Major League Baseball. The worst. Absolutely ridiculous. Well, preseason, it was a wrap-up for the Giants and the Jets. On Friday, the Panthers over the Bills, 21-0. The Cowboys over the Seahawks, 27-26. Saints over the Chargers, 27-10. The Raiders over the Patriots, 23-6. On Saturday, the Falcons over the Jaguars, 28-12. The Bengals over the Rams, 16-7, Bears 21, Browns 20, Titans over the Cardinals 26-23, Dolphins over the Eagles 48-10, the Ravens over the Commanders 17-15, the Colts 27, the Buccaneers 10, the Broncos over the Vikings 23-13, and yesterday the Giants lost in the final seconds as they always do. The Jets beat them 31-27. The Jets wound up with a 3-0 record. The Giants 2-1. Steelers over the Lions 19-9. Golf. Let's go to the world of golf. And why not? Because a good guy won the Tour Championship. Rory McIlroy, 21 under. Defeated Scheffler, who was 20 under, him at 20 under. So Rory McIlroy is having a really good year in golf. A really good year in golf. And it's nice to see. Other sports news on the dark side, a Commanders running back, Brian Robinson is in good spirits. He was recovering from an attempted robbery where he was shot. We wish him well in his recovery. Other sports news. Hawaii defeated Curacao to win the Little League World Series. Congratulations to Hawaii. Austin Dillon won the NASCAR playoffs with the victory at Daytona Beach. It's not really sports news, but Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend welcomed their first baby. And the Braves mascot ran over youth football players during a halftime at the Falcons-Jaguars game. That was funny, if you didn't see it. That blooper, it says his name, might not be called back for next year's game. But it was, I do have to say, it looked funny, and it looked like it was staged. He played against a Pee Wee football squad at halftime, and Blooper, the Atlanta Braves mascot, let it all out on the field, and it was entertaining, it was. He didn't take it easy. He stiff-armed the kids, and he did it more than once. He showed no mercy. No mercy at all. And I did watch this, and it was hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious. He knocked over kids, pushed them out of the way, and scored a touchdown. Oh, gosh. It was funny. I have to say that. But it was wrong. It really was wrong to do. Anyway, that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.